Hello?
Hello, is Diego Albeitia there?
This is Diego.
Hello, my name is Alan. I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random. You may stop participation at any time, and your individual answers are strictly confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Hispanic.
Thank you. Mano, what is your age?
I am 24.
Thank you, sir. In thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very liberal.
Thank you so much. In thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people said they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. You say 10 if it is the most important, 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. First one is making housing more affordable. How would you rate that from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. How about protecting Social Security and Medicare?
8.
Thank you. How about protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
10.
Thank you. Next one, fighting inflation and improving the economy.
8.
Thank you. And last one says reducing crime and gun violence.
8.
I'm sorry, how much?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Reducing crime and gun violence?
7.
Thank you very much. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Approve.
Thank you. And would that be strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one is Democrats in Congress.
Sixty.
Thank you. Next one, Joe Biden.
40.
Thank you. And last one is the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA.
60.
Thank you very much. Now, I want you to, I would like to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. You say 10 if it is the most important, 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one, banning different tobacco products for adults.
0.
Thank you. Next one, preventing underage tobacco use.
8.
Thank you. Next one, removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
7.
And last one, reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
7.
Thank you very much. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavor cigars?
I gotta get going, actually. I'm so sorry.
We're almost done here. We're wrapping this up now. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. Just a few more questions and we're over. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavor cigars to adults 21 and over?
No.
Don't blame them.